Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I ain't trying to get involved with y'all.
You don't get involved, I'm gonna knock your ass out too. Make a choice.
I don't get it when men say you're gonna grow old alone with cats, as if that's something that's gonna scare us women. Like, I genuinely think the old spinster stereotype is just made up by men who couldn't stand seeing older women unbothered.
Lying, bitch.
Like, studies have shown.
Studies have shown the happiest women on earth are single and childless. Once again, I've said it before on this channel, I'll say it again. That was actually misquoted. But let's just say that wasn't the case. We see the evidence in our everyday life that that's not true. Coming in contact with women who are absolutely miserable. Knowing women who are single and childless and having them spaz out on us personally. So look, y'all could keep quoting this all day long, but we know it's not true. We can tell just looking at your short TikTok that you're not happy. Because you're on the internet trying to argue with the internet.
The happiest women are single and the happiest men are married. The math is not mathing. I think the men are just projecting their biggest fear of being alone for life. Women are not lonely. We have hobbies, we have friends, we have family, and we sure as hell would rather stay single and keep our peace than settle for someone who only brings problems.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't sh**.
AKA, that's been my experience my whole life. So that's the only perspective I can come from, is settling for somebody who only brings problems. Because you're only attracting people who bring problems because you're a problem. How about that?
How about that?
The happiest men are married? We all know that's not true. We all know married men who are completely miserable. I'm sure there are some men who are happy married, but not most.
You don't know that.
And if they are happy, they're happy they can just spend more time with their kids in the house. The woman isn't the reason why they're happy. Having sex with the same woman over and over and over again for 50 years isn't the reason why they're happy. Having to deal with her emotional roller coaster day in and day out and nagging isn't the reason why they're happy.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I think there are so many women in this sort of situation who end up single in their 30s who are amazing.
Nigga, no!
Really, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't seem to be meeting the right, well, you know,
anyone.
A guy that matches up to their level.
Look, because y'all are so shallow and superficial, you think a level is all about, you know, how much money he makes and how well he dresses, if he dresses in Armani. What about who they are spiritually, emotionally, mentally? Look, and this is what they leave out. She wants a 6'3 man who makes six figures who's mentally, spiritually, emotionally, like, they want the perfect man.
That's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
What you have to accept is the type of man you want, you're not attracted.
But the problem is, ma'am, you're not the perfect woman, even if you're making $250,000 and wearing all designer clothes. Your brain is fucked up and your soul is fucked up. Money and clothes can't fix it. Nice cars can't fix it. There's no good reason for a woman over 30 to be single. Good women get snatched up by good men. And good women are attracted to good men. Good women aren't shallow and superficial. So they have a lot more options to pick from in the dating pool. Because she'll date a guy who's 5'8". She'll date a guy who make $40,000 to $50,000. Because she's genuinely looking for a companion who she can laugh with, love with, experience with. It's not all about meeting these markers, these superficial markers. Amen. You're a K-U-N-T, ma'am. That's why you're single at 30.
But I think there's something to be said about the fact that when you are in your 30s and you have your own success and you've built your own life and you're independent, you don't need someone. So they have to be really, really special for you to want to actually invest your time in them.
Who hurt you?
You go on the apps, you go to church, you... I don't know what you do to find them, baby. Build that roster. Always keep 3, 4, or 5 on the roster at the same time. That way, you never get too attached to just one. Because right when you get attached to that one, he's going to walk away from you.
It's a trauma response. Humans need other humans. You sound stupid. You're not sounding empowered. You're sounding emotionally stunted. You're sounding mentally stunted. But they have no self-awareness. So they'll go on podcasts and speak this stupid and think they sound, you know, intelligent and cool. Hey, folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Why are the most loyal and boyfriend material guys single? This is what I constantly hear from other girls, and I have the answer. I think it all stems that women are programmed to see the ideal man as weak, beta, or sus. And that is why they always fall for the guy that cold approaches them and uses some cheesy, corny pickup line. But then they're surprised when 3 months later, they got cheated on. I really think we need to stop romanticizing players and romanticize guys that are nervous to talk to women. Here,
look, they love the confidence. And women want the emotional roller coaster of an unpredictable guy. The guy who's just perfect. He comes home. He brings me flowers. You know, I know what he's going to say, what he's going to do. It's too predictable and boring to him. Every woman knows the guy who will treat him right, be a great husband and a great father. That's boring.
She knew exactly how to walk away from homie down the street trying to holler at her and be nice to her. Oh, thank you, but I got to wash my hair on Friday. Every Friday for the next 4 years. I can't go out. She knew exactly how to get away from him.
And it's cool. Women who think guys like that are boring are doomed to failure in dating and doomed to misery. Extreme misery. More misery than most women will experience. Because most women end up miserable no matter what, even if they did marry the good guy at 18. But the women who are constantly chasing the thrill, they will be 10 times more miserable for the rest of their life. Because it's unsustainable. And they're never going to be content with anything. And their dopamine receptors are shot.
I'm talking about the guys who overthink and do not want to cold approach a girl because they do not want to come across as a creep. And girls just don't get it. They're always like, shoot your shot. Like, the worst she can say is no. No, ladies, that is not the worst she can say.
They don't care about those average guys. When women talk about, you know, guys approaching, they're talking about Chad, Long Stick Rick, Long John Ron, Long Wang Chang, All Night Mike. They don't give a damn what the average man is going through, what the average man is anxious about, what the average man is worrying about. They're not telling average men to approach them. That's disgusting to them. They'll hit them with the Clueless movie clip.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
You see, most guys can easily hold a conversation, but they're afraid to start it. It should be seen as cute or endearing when a guy is nervous to talk to you. He's fidgeting. He's not making direct eye contact all the time, or maybe stepping back and giving you space.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
So I tried to hook up with this guy, right? And I just couldn't do it because he was just so sweet. Like, he was a really good person.
No, they see that as weak. And I understand why they see that as weak, because it is coming across as weak. If you're not confident and unsure of yourself, how can you be a strong protector and provider? I don't blame women for looking at guys like that. If you looking down at the ground and stuttering on your words. Look, if I was a woman, I wouldn't want to fuck with somebody like that either. If he can't even talk to me, how's he going to fight a 300-pound man at 2 in the morning? It makes total sense.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I'm getting ready to go on a date with a guy that I used to kind of talk to. And I am a little nervous, to say the least, because I definitely really liked him. And things just last time, the way they ended was definitely my fault. It wasn't anything bad on either part. Just, it was what it was.
Are you sure?
Whatever you want to call it.
I mean, she took some accountability. She said it was kind of my fault. But it was kind of like neither one of ours. She took accountability and then took it back. So she basically ghosted him or cheated on him or did something extremely shady. We know what that means. And if she's admitting to any wrongdoing, it was really, really bad. So she like executed this cat or something. Seriously.
We're going to have a little cocktail to calm the nerves first. This is not exactly little, but my version of little.
Many women struggling with substance abuse issues did not even think they had one.
See, when they get dialed up like this, you can imagine that there's something wholesome. You can lie to yourself. You can get yourself to believe the lie that there's something righteous and wholesome because they look cute. But then when you peel back the layers and you get to know him and you start talking to him and being around him, you're like, wow, this woman is a real piece of shit. She's an alcoholic. She lies. She's manipulative. Yeah, don't be mesmerized by looks, fellas. No, it's something much darker beneath the surface.
I'm sorry if my complicated life is an inconvenience to your perfect existence.
Cindy. Cindy.
You want to know what modern day dating has done to me? Let me just give you a quick example. There's a guy that's been texting me, and yesterday he didn't text me back much, which for me is totally fine. I genuinely just forget to text people back, and I didn't realize that he hadn't texted me yesterday.
The way that you have exaggerated this story is total lies.
When they forget to text you back, it's because they don't care about you. They didn't forget. You're just not a priority. Never forget that. If a woman is giving you stories about, oh, I was busy, oh, I had work, oh, my grandma was sick, it's all baloney. Because she has one guy who she's waiting to text back. And she will text him back in the middle of a fight, in the middle of a funeral, you know, in the middle of an important work meeting. So, yeah, never let him run that game on you.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
But he texted me this morning and he was like, sorry, I was under the weather. I was like in and out of sleep yesterday, but I'm feeling a lot better today. Like, what are you doing today? Blah, 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 blah. My initial reaction, no, you weren't. No, you weren't sick. So don't use that excuse. Just tell me you were with another girl. That's fine. I don't care. Just be honest. Like, you weren't sick. Why is that my first reaction?
The more success they have with men and being wanted at early ages, the more fucked up they end up when it's all over.
Because you're extremely damaged from all the slong you've been through, all the heartbreak, all the situationships, all the lies, the deceit, the narcissism on your part. You're just ruined. And this is why I say, look, once they're done, they're done. At best, a one-night stand. And I wouldn't even do that. She's never going to get over the trauma of the 50 men she dealt with before you. And she's going to project that onto everything you do. So even if you really were sick, it's like, no, who was the bitch you was effing? It's like, no, I was really sick. Look, I got the doctor note right here. Oh, so you got a doctor friend who made you a fake note. It's just, it's not worth it.
Why is my initial reaction like, no, you weren't. You're lying. Just tell me you were another girl.
Because you're a bad
Why
person.
Why is that my initial reaction?
Because you're a bad person.
And that, people, is what modern day dating has done to me.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.